We have news today of just how successful a suspected Russian hack was. When news emerged that hackers had penetrated U.S. government agencies and private companies, Microsoft, very important company, said that at least its internal systems had not been penetrated. Now Microsoft says they were. NPR tech reporter Bobby Allen is covering this. Hey there, Bobby.
Good morning.
How has Microsoft's understanding of things changed?
So quite a bit. And let's back up. So Microsoft has known for some time that it was one of the 18,000 targets hit by this Russian-linked attack. All of them were customers of this Texas IT company called SolarWinds. But Microsoft at first wasn't sweating it. The company said, you know, they found and removed some malware that the hackers had placed on their systems and that their problems ended there. But as you mentioned now, Microsoft says that the hackers were able to get in. In fact, they found that the hackers opened up the hood of some Microsoft programs and read some of its proprietary, closely guarded software source code. So that is a big problem.
That's the essence of what they're selling and what they're producing. So what did the hackers do having obtained that access?
Yeah, so that's not totally clear. It's also not known what software we're even talking about, Steve. Microsoft was pretty vague about it. But that's where the focus is going now. What will the hackers do with this unspecified source code information? Now, keep in mind, right? Microsoft is on billions of devices all over the world. I mean, it's how major parts of the world communicate and operate systems. We're talking schools, hospitals, government agencies, Fortune 500 companies. So if the suspected Russian state actors now know how Microsoft software is built, that can help them launch future attacks.
Any chance that this affects the many, many millions of people you just referred to who are using Microsoft products today?
So yeah, that's certainly possible, right? I mean, Microsoft says the hackers didn't change any source code, and that's pretty important. But the experts I talked to said just reading this sensitive stuff can end up causing real damage. But was the hack on Microsoft cloud services? Was it on, you know, the Windows operating system? Was it on Skype, which Microsoft owns? Investigators are trying to figure this out. And I talked to cybersecurity expert David Kennedy. He runs a security firm in Ohio, and he's been looking into the attack.
We trust the devices that we use. We trust our computers. We trust our phones that we're using on a daily basis. And all of them have code that runs on our devices. My hope is that obviously none of this was compromised in the process, but we just don't know at this point.
Okay, so we're still waiting to find out a little bit more about how compromised Microsoft was. Can you put this back into the larger context of what was known? Of course, this began with revelations of a hack of U.S. government agencies.
So the suspected Russian hack, you know, compromised more than just Microsoft. We know that, right? The Commerce Department, the State Department, the Department of Homeland Security. Experts are calling this the most impressive intelligence gathering operation in modern history. So far, officials say classified systems were not broken into, but plenty of sensitive information about the federal government and federal employees could have been stolen that wasn't on classified systems. And it takes real time, Steve, you know, to go through these internal computer logs and to try to sort of reverse engineer what these hackers did. So we should expect to hear more news like what we're hearing now from Microsoft. I mean, that's at least what Dmitry Alperovich told me. He's a Washington-based cybersecurity expert.
This is just one more shoe to drop in this particular case. There'll be many more over the coming months. We're going to learn about more victims, more data that's been taken. So we're still in the very early innings of this investigation.
Early innings for Microsoft too. So stay tuned because we'll be following this as it keeps unfolding.
Bobby, thanks.
Thanks, Steve.
That's NPR's Bobby Allen.